The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Knott, CEO of Savannah Energy, S-A-V-E, sticker there. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You must be feeling pretty good because you've got your half-year results out and you've got the outlook for the year and you're confident on guidance and it looks pretty good. Before we get into the details, for people maybe not so familiar, Andrew, with Savannah Energy, just give them a brief summary as to what the business is all about, please, if you could.
Yeah, no problem. Savannah's an African-focused British independent energy company. Our current asset base sits in Niger and Nigeria. And we've announced a potentially significant acquisition of ExxonMobil's assets in Chad and Cameroon. In Nigeria, we supply the gas for up to 15% of the country's power infrastructure. In Niger, we're participating in an oil development project, which in aggregate should increase the country's GDP by a quarter. The company has a very strong track record of delivering projects on time and budget, and a very strong track record of delivering significant value in the projects we undertake. So in the case of Niger, we've drilled 5 exploration wells and made 5 discoveries. There's good news out this morning about the extension of the PSC, which then enables the next phase of investment, which will see us move the project from the exploration appraisal to the development and production phase. Yes. In Nigeria, we have an asset base which we've significantly transformed. For example, since 2019, we've increased cash collections by 84%. We've increased production since we announced our initial intention to deal by over 50%. So we have a really strong track record of delivering on the projects that we have, and we're operating in an environment where there's multiple positive pieces of news flow that we expect to deliver on the business, both organically and inorganically, from new gas sales agreements, developing our the development in Niger, to the potential to make further inorganic acquisitions and to refinance our existing debt balances. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot we're doing. As a company, we're very passionate about Africa and we're very passionate about development. So that's a sort of a hodgepodge of the sort of key things you need to think about our company at a high level. And I would also say that in our annual report, we provide a much more detailed annual report than maybe many of our peers do. And there's some key sections that I would encourage people who are new to the story to read. So my shareholder letter, which really goes through in a lot of detail how we think about life. There's a section on sustainability, and there's also a market context section on sustainability, which, given all of the changes that are happening in our industry, I think really help to frame who we are, what we do, the value we bring to society, and how the changes that are ongoing position us to benefit, or how we're positioning the company to benefit from those changes and the company stakeholders.
Yeah.
So sorry, that was quite a long answer, but hopefully it's helpful.
No, I know. I've noticed that in your releases, how you place emphasis, on driving economic growth and, standards in the countries you operate in, which is very nice to see and quite refreshing. So let's dig into these results. H1 2020. Let's look at the financial highlights, if you could, Andrew. Just give us a flavour of that.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so all of our core metrics, be it revenues, be it price realizations, be it cash collections, be it EBITDA, be it our cash position, be it our leverage, have improved in some cases significantly sequentially period on period. So that means that the company post-acquisition is really delivering material change and improvements in the underlying assets, which is for the benefit of all of our stakeholders. We're reiterating our full year guidance for the Nigerian business. I would emphasise again that doesn't include contribution from any additional gas sales from other contracts, which we really are hopeful that will commence in the near term. And yeah, so I mean, I think it's just very, very solid and consistent results, which are delivering a clear trend since we announced the acquisition. And then in Niger, the core news is the extension of the PSC, so for another 10 years, which really provides us with the framework we need now to recommence activity, and the amalgamation of the PSC all into one, which brings with it many operational benefits for us.
And just, you know, like I said, operationally you're doing lots there. Post period, what's happened, Andrea? Anything worth pointing out that people may have missed?
Yeah, so post-period, the PSC update, the drilling of the Uko 11, of the Uko 11 development well in Nigeria, which will increase our productive capacity there quite significantly. And then there was changes that are positive for gas fiscally that were announced in Nigeria. And those were really the principal post-period events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I suppose, importantly, you've reiterated your guidance, haven't you? So you're confident going forward. And like I said, looking at the gas price, I mean, that can't have any negative effects, can it, really?
No, and for new business, so currently, for those that aren't aware, there's a real shortage of gas on a global basis, which has led to quite significant spot price inflation. What that means is that will tighten the domestic gas market in Nigeria, because what we will see almost certainly is some of the larger companies diverting gas sales from domestic solutions to export solutions. Savannah won't do that, as I said. We're a development focused company. We will stay focused on delivery to the domestic market. And that will mean that we would expect that in the short term, our new contracts, that will place upward pressure on pricing, I would imagine.
The gas pricing
is a positive for us. Hopefully it enables the stimulation of more investment in gas, which is obviously a low carbon source of fuel for energy. So it's positive.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's nice to do a podcast, Andrew, because, I mean, you know, apart from people can read the release, but it's nice to get a feel personally, you know, in spoken word, how you feel the company is progressing, how you're delivering. I mean, are you happy, confident for the future?
Yeah, look, the environment that we're operating in our industry, as I said at the beginning, there's a lot of changes going on just now. There's the energy transition as a theme. There's the larger companies' response to many aspects of the energy transition with record divestment programs, record layoffs. So as an industry, we lost about 10% of our people last year. In stark contrast, we hired 25% because we're investing countercyclically to deliver growth. So, and obviously with, for example, our proposed acquisition of Exxon's assets in Chad and Cameroon, you're seeing we're also benefiting from that divestment scale. We're a trusted partner. We're a proven partner, both for governments and for our financial stakeholders in terms of what we've been able to do with the assets that we have today and the platform that we've created to enable that future growth. So within that environment, if our company's built around people who are passionate on Africa, passionate on the development of the business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a great environment for us because it's extremely opportunity rich. It's a lot of hard work, don't get me wrong. But it's tremendously rewarding. So I think I'm very excited. The people within the company are very, very excited. And we continue to attract and retain really high quality talent within the business, which is ultimately what's going to drive our growth. The key thing, the challenge that I face on a daily basis, for example, is attracting the right talent, and some of the quality of people that the business is now attracting is really, it makes me very, very happy.
Excellent stuff. Okay, Andrew, you know what's coming, as always. On the front page of Vox there are 10 companies. They are currently the most followed, with all follow button next to them. That changes on a minute-by-minute basis. So to get on that list, if you're not already on there, please give us three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page. page and add Savannah Energy to their watch list, please?
So I think the first one is we're a high quality business that's well managed with a very high degree of future revenue predictability. We have $4.3 billion of remaining life of contract revenues spread over 17 years. So I think that positions our business very, very strongly in the base case for the future. Secondly, we have proven that we're able to access both organic and inorganic growth opportunities. So on that, I guess, reason number two, we have loads of organic growth coming through the business, from the development in Niger of the R3 East to additional gas sales contracts in Nigeria, which, given the excess capacity we have in Nigeria and the largely fixed cost base we have in Nigeria, there's a lot of leverage to the upside associated with those contracts. Lastly, the inorganic growth opportunities. We talked about the environment and the energy transition opportunities that's creating. We are in the continent of Africa, we're really well positioned to benefit from that. Again, for the reason I said before, we're a trusted partner, we're a proven partner, we have strong access to capital and financing. So I think we're a high growth business, very purposeful, very, very focused around helping countries to develop, with a very strong and high quality existing business. So I think that combination of those three factors really positions us very, very well for the future. I'm certainly very excited about it.
Excellent stuff. Andrew, good to chat to you. Okay. Like I said, a lot's going on, so hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Justin, so much. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.